What does self-sacrificing love look like to you? Hey there, I'm Andrew Stevens, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Our devotion today asks a question that I think every single one of us has asked at one time or another, or will in the future. It was written by Naomi Zylstra, and is called, How Do I Know If It's True Love? If you've been dating someone for a while and you really like them, you may start asking yourself, is this love? How do I know? The Bible has tons to say about love of all kinds, including romantic, friendship, and family. The Bible also says God is love. Jesus demonstrated God's amazing love for us by dying on the cross for our sins and rising again so that we can be saved and live with Him forever. Overcoming death and sin is a huge demonstration of love, but how do we relate Jesus' love and actions to those of our significant other? Love should look like Jesus. Does your partner treat you and others with compassion, mercy, kindness, patience, selflessness, and humility the way Jesus treated those around Him? It sounds like a tall order, but true love includes all those things. Yes, none of us are perfect, so we won't display all these attributes of love all the time, but the Holy Spirit moves us toward them. As we seek to follow Jesus, the fruit of the Spirit's work should be present in our lives. It might be easier to ask, does my significant other value becoming more like Jesus each day? And do I become more like Jesus when I spend time around? Would they give in a self-sacrificing way? The person you're dating might be fun to hang out with, but if you're thinking about marrying a person, your relationship should reflect the relationship that Jesus has with His church. Jesus demonstrated a deep affection for us, His people, and He hasn't abandoned us to be on our own. He invites us to rely on His help and guidance in every decision we face. If you've made it to the end of this devotion and you're still not sure about any of this, that's okay. Dating and falling in love isn't always a straight path, but you can trust that God's love for you will always be a steady relationship. So let's talk about this. What are some questions going through your mind right now? Who's someone you love in one of the ways mentioned, romantic, friendship, or family? That might be a friend, a family member, or a significant other. How does this love reflect the love that Jesus has for you? What does self-sacrificing love look like to you? The Bible tells us that Christians should not seek to marry non-Christians in a couple of passages, one in 1 Corinthians 7:39. Why do you think this is the case? As you and I can read in 1 John 4, verse 8, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, especially verses 4 through 7 to help keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have younger siblings that might enjoy something like Unlocked but geared just for them? If so, check out our Keys for Kids devotionals at keysforkids.org. Also, be sure to check back tomorrow because we're going to take a look at what being still really means. But until then, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.